What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? My name is Josh Shell, and I will be your host for today. That means, of course, it is Friday. Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday. Oh, shit.
God damn it.
Shout out to Rebecca Black, who is always welcome to join us. I say us because I am, of course, joined by my amazing co-hosts, John Consignato and Sean Salvino. What is up, guys?
Which seat will you take, Rebecca? Which seat?
Any big Friday plans for you guys this weekend?
I think Chris, Ryan, and I are going to go to a rugby game for the first time. Or match? Are they rugby matches?
I believe.
I don't know. We just found out Houston has a rugby team, and we need some non-podcast bonding time. So we're going to go do that.
So you're going to go down to the pitch and watch some guys hit each other?
Mm. Is it called a pitch? See, I literally know nothing about rugby.
I just take soccer knowledge and apply it to rugby.
Is it the same rules? I'm ignorant when it comes to rugby.
You can like tackle and shit. I saw like highlight clips. It's like football with no pads.
Oh.
Yeah.
But also you could do like backward passes and lateral passes. And
oh, that's pretty dope.
I honestly don't know the rules at all. I don't think you throw it at all, right?
You do. You can throw it backwards. Do? Yeah, I played a little bit in high school.
Oh, Josh, but
it's not like
rugby.
It's not like a quarterback throw. It's like tosses, right?
Yeah, kind of like a behind the back
like a shuttle
toss.
Pass.
Yeah, something like that. I think it can go side to side or backwards, but it can't go forward unless you kick it.
Oh my God.
Wow. Josh, you fucking tackled people?
No. I went to one tryout at our school rugby team and then played in like high school gym or something like that.
It's very different from my one tryout in high school, which is I tried out for a musical and then my dad roasted the fuck out of me and then I quit the musical the next day.
I was in choir, dancing choir too.
Nice.
Oh my God. Yeah. I want to hear you sing and I want to watch Sean act sometime.
I still believe to this day I could be a fucking Disney Channel actor. Like I think that I could get my skills up to that.
You're going to be an uncle now, a Disney uncle.
Dude, yeah, I'll be fucking Olivia Rodrigo's cool uncle. You know what I'm saying? Fucking driver's license.
I mean, I'd watch that show. I don't know what it's
fucking called. Not even driver's license anymore. You need an AARP card at this point.
Oh, chill. I just turned 30. They got Hannah Montana's brother playing a high school brother and he's like 45.
Hey, bro, you got the Asian genes. You probably can pass off as an 18-year-old. You'd be all right.
Yeah, put some makeup on me, shave the shitty beard. I'm there, bro.
Oh, well, on that note, we will move on to what we're actually going to be talking about today.
Not Olivia Rodrigo?
No, not your Disney dreams. No. I apologize, Sean. On today's episode, we have an argument over a wedding dress, a fiance who doesn't know how to make coffee, a boyfriend makes his girlfriend uncomfortable, honoring his best friend's wishes, and then at the end
I want to hear that one.
And then at the end, we of course have our Patreon exclusive Am I the Asshole story. So subscribe to the Patreon if you want to get
a low
get
fee of $5.
Yeah.
And then to get extra content, again, my Venmo, $25 a month.
Oh my God. This is his new grift, isn't it?
Because we kicked him out of the actual official Patreon.
Yeah, you could do a monthly package of $25. Feel free to go as far as like a week, maybe even daily, just $25 a day.
Please don't. We will not link that in the show notes, so you will have no way of finding it.
You guys know where to find me.
But to kick things off, before we do all the plugs and stuff like that, we actually have two updates from our listener-submitted stories.
Okay.
So these both come from the Kids Table episode. Sean, you and me. That's where we
tag team
Hell yeah. Where we reacted to some listener stories. So the first update is from the Would I Be an Asshole If I Didn't Read My Friend's Sequel?
This was sad.
Yeah. So you guys may remember this. This was our listener's friend had published a book during COVID and asked her to, if she would be willing to read it. She did. It wasn't good. And she doesn't know how to tell him she doesn't want to read the sequel. Or she wanted to know if she'd be an asshole if she didn't read the sequel. So we obviously deemed her not an asshole, but just be, you know, supportive of your friend's dreams. Don't actively go out of your way to dunk on them.
I like that review, yeah. Right? Oh my God.
Yeah, the review dunked
review
on them.
Review was brutal.
So the biggest question we had, and many of our listeners had, was how did the publisher justify publishing this book if it was so bad? I believe, yes. Sean, I think you brought that up, right?
Yeah, I was like, somebody had to think it was good.
Yeah. So luckily, our listener emailed us back to clear some things up. She says, quote, to clear things up on the publisher front, the publisher who took the book on is a very small and independent one. This was the first book besides her own that she had published, and she didn't pay for the beta readers or the editor. My friend did that all himself. I believe she actually agreed to publish it without reading it first. So this was not the case of a big publisher buying the book, etc. It was like one step beyond self-publishing, which is why I think this was the end result. Super unfortunate.
So he paid for his own readers to hype him up.
Basically. Well, I don't know. And if you're paying for them yourselves, what does that really mean? Are you just asking a few friends or family members to read it? Like, the context isn't there. And I'm sure the listener doesn't know either. So super unfortunate. I hope the publisher going forward, you know, supports him a little more and
proofread it.
Proofreads it a little bit. Yeah. Because if they're an author themselves, you'd think they would have like some credibility in editing someone else, you know, like or giving them tips. So hopefully going forward, that small-time publisher reciprocates the business end. You know what I mean? So thank you very much for sending that in. And our other update comes from the story, Am I the Asshole for Being Mad About a Surprise Party? This was the story where our listener's boyfriend promised to take her out for dinner on her 30th birthday, and then he ended up taking her to a friend's place where they had a surprise
party. Terrible friends, by the way.
Yeah. And she notably hates surprise parties, and they all knew this. And then on top of that, at the surprise party, quote unquote, the friend announced that she was pregnant.
Mm.
So no longer her birthday party. Oh. It's now a pregnancy party. I don't know what you call it, baby shower, I guess. I don't know.
Announcement.
Yeah, it's announcement. I don't think it's a baby shower yet.
You're right. That's later on.
Yeah.
So, you know, we obviously deemed her not an asshole. Her friends and boyfriend should have respected and understood that she was not a fan of surprise parties. And announcing your pregnancy at your friend's party no longer makes it your friend's party. So kind of an asshole move. But we did have a few questions or thoughts about it. So we were like, the boyfriend should definitely take her out on a real date to make up for it. That was the last thing Sean said.
Ooh, let's
for
see.
Sure.
We also asked her what her business was so we could shout it out.
Oh.
And we also wondered how anyone would think she was an asshole in this situation, because it seems very cut and dry.
Yeah.
But she said she got like, whenever she would tell it, she would get mixed feedback. So she responded with, no, my then boyfriend did not take me out on a date.
Oh, then boyfriend.
That's why he's a then boyfriend. That's why he's a then boyfriend.
Hell yeah. In fact, I kept paying for the both of us most of the time for the remaining 2 years we dated.
Jeez.
4 years in total. We eventually broke up and I met my current boyfriend.
You love to see it.
So,
hell yeah.
Good on you.
I hope he takes you out.
I hope he does too. So the business was a language school and I went on to manage it mostly by myself for the following 6 years until I burnt out and quit. There would be a lot to say about it. Let's just say the three of us are not on speaking terms anymore. Mm-hmm. There are a few conversations after I left and a couple times the infamous surprise party was brought up. I tried explaining what I basically told you in my Am I the Asshole story, but they weren't having it. And when I dared mention why I wasn't excited about Ellie being pregnant, well, they looked at me as if I had just confessed to being a serial killer.
Ooh, what the hell?
The reason I get mixed feedback is because in our culture, it's more important to save face and be grateful when someone throws a party for you rather than actually expressing your feelings about it, which is really shitty.
Where are they from again?
Oh, God. Spain.
Spain. Okay.
Nope. They're from Italy. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, they're from Italy. Because the next line here, the next part here. Now I'm in a much better place. I'm a freelance ESL teacher and a digital nomad. If you want to plug my boyfriend in my YouTube channel, it's called Nomad Citiello. And we've got a few videos about visiting Venice.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to visit Venice. I loved Italy. I would go back there in a heartbeat. I missed the focaccia. Damn it.
Damn. I would love to visit Italy. It's such a beautiful
country.
On my
beautiful country. Bucket list.
I've never been to Europe.
I'm actually planning on going later this year.
Oh. Ooh. All right. We're going to need to see detailed lists to make sure where our money's going and making sure we're not funding your Europe trip, Jeff.
Yeah, it's coming straight from your Venmo, actually, Sean.
Yeah. This is why insane. He's the host of Let's Start a Cult, baby.
Yeah.
We are just the inner circle.
I fund my own trips, okay? Sienna treats me well, okay? But so you're still definitely not the asshole. I am so glad you're doing well, and it sounds like you got a lot of toxic people out of your life. I hope your new boyfriend takes you on more one-on-one dinners.
No surprises, and hopefully.
No surprises, yeah. Good surprises only, yeah. not... So definitely go check out her YouTube channel. We'll link that into the show notes on YouTube as well as in Spotify, Apple Podcasts. So if you want to check out her YouTube channel, definitely go do that if you're looking to check out Venice.
Oh yeah. It'll be right below my Venmo link. So just...
right underneath it. So thank you both for those updates. You are both amazing for writing in. And if you at home have an Am I the Asshole story you would like us to cover, please send it to redditonwikipod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram or Twitter @redditonwiki. On top of that, if you're a returning listener, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Podchaser. If you really like the show and want to get episodes
somewhat early.
Early-ish, ad-free, and with one extra story a week, you can go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork and sign up to help support the show. We talked about our Discord jokingly in an episode a few weeks ago, and we've had quite a few people request to join or even just find it themselves. So we're going to make it a hell of a lot easier for you guys. You'll find the link to the Discord in the show notes. And if you click on that, you can also join the Discord and discuss with us as well as fellow Wikimaniacs about the episodes every week.
Talk to us. We need social validation.
John needs social validation.
I'll talk to you all day.
Sean's too cool for us.
Sean's way too
rugby.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, I joined the Discord. It took me 5 to 10 minutes to figure out how to change my name, which is something very simple. But I'm in there.
Hell yeah. Sienna joined too. So you can also.
Oh, nice. Fan favorite.
Chat with this. Yeah. Okay, fan favorite.
She's the only one fans are going to want to talk to.
Exactly.
With all of that out of the way, I think that is the longest intro we've ever done.
Apologies.
Hey, people have been asking for longer videos, and it's not like we wasted their time. Like, we gave you updates. So
that's true. Yeah. There were updates in there, and they were good ones. So we're going to jump into our very first Am I the Asshole of this Friday. Am I the asshole for going off on my soon-to-be husband for returning my wedding dress?
I need more context.
Oh, what? He did what?
For returning my wedding dress. Not looking good for him off the bat.
Yeah, it's looking pretty bad right off the bat.
So I, a 29-year-old female, and my soon-to-be husband, 33-year-old male, are getting married soon. Wedding plans have so far been all right, except a few things he and I argue about, like venue and flower girl. Now we've been arguing about my wedding dress, however. And I've never had, like, as a man, do you have a lot of take on a wedding dress? Like, you've both been married.
Absolutely not.
Prior to the wedding, she'd ask me, like, you know, what kind of dress I like and blah, blah, blah. And I would look at wedding dresses and I'd be like, they all look fantastic. You know what I mean? Like, they all look cool.
You're like, you'll look amazing in any of these.
Yes.
That's exactly.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm sure. Well, I shed a tear every time, like the first time I saw her in that wedding dress. So it didn't matter what it was. I was going to shed a tear regardless.
Right. All of this to say he should not care as much as he does about the wedding dress. So this might sound cliche, but
I'm upset already.
Ever since I was young, I dreamed of having my own beautiful wedding dress. I can afford it, but my soon-to-be husband thinks it's not okay to waste a couple thousand on a dress I'm going to wear once. Yes, he may have a point there, but for one, this is a typical price for a wedding dress. And two, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, then why not make it sure it's a special thing? My soon-to-be husband still isn't convinced and suggested I rent a dress instead of buying one. He started saying that I'm being irresponsible with money and brought up how much money I've already put aside to rent a face. And he means makeup.
This guy sucks.
And wear fake hair, meaning extensions. But I have this vision of what I want to look like, so to speak, on my wedding, and I think that it's my right as a bride. I went ahead and purchased the dress, but a day later, I found out it was missing from my closet. I freaked out, but he told me he returned it and got the money back. I was shocked. I asked him why he did that, and he said he thought the dress was ridiculously expensive and that was wasting money, and again suggested I go rent one. I blew up and went off on him, which I have never done. He literally took a few steps back and told me to calm down. I
said, big mistake, buddy. The
worst thing you could say. He doesn't sound bright, so it doesn't surprise me. I said he had no right. I'm the one paying for the damn dress. He got upset and said there's no I'm paying for it myself in marriage, and that my attitude is setting the tone for what type of dynamic we'll have in our marriage. He kept on about how I must expect him to pay for everything while I keep my money or spend it irresponsibly, but I never tell him how to spend his money. I responded that he gets zero say in how I spend my money whatsoever. He told me that I should grow the fuck up and stop with the dream wedding dress cliche, then stormed off to call his mom, who chewed me out for saying she won't let me ruin her son's financial stability with how I deal with money generally.
Yeah, relationship over. It's done. It's a wrap.
One more sentence. Let me get there. And then you can go off on this guy. So she too urged me to rent a dress or buy a cheaper one, way cheaper than the one I picked, and move on. But I declined. He still has the money and says he'll give it back once we agree on a solution. Am I the asshole?
He kept the fucking money? Boy.
Yeah.
Pop off, Sean. Pop off, bro. No, it's just like...
Well, first off, that last sentence is fucking crazy. He's keeping the money that you paid for the dress?
That's your money, basically.
Was it cash? How did he get the money back?
Yeah, you would think that would be like not... Like
just back to the credit card, right?
Yeah, right? That's what I would imagine.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened, but that's a, you know, get out while you can. You're not married. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's already breakup worthy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because then you already have like fundamental differences on like what y'all think financially. And that is a huge part of a marriage. And if you're not on the same wavelength on that fact, it's not going to be a good a good time.
And I understand, like, to a point, money is a team in a relationship.
Yes.
Like, but this is like something you're doing together. He should know it's going to cost a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it's a wedding.
Yeah.
And to get what she wants, and she's saying it's not extravagant. It's the average cost of wedding dresses.
That which is an average cost of wedding dress.
Which is fucking expensive.
Have you seen Say Yes to the Dress?
No.
Those are some, like, if that would be like, okay, well, let's maybe think about like going somewhere else.
Right.
But a couple $1,000, that's pretty much the going price for that type of thing.
100%. So I forget where I was going to go with that, but basically it's my bad. This is an event. You're both spending the money. You've both agreed to spend this money. And if this is really what she wants and it'll make her happy on your wedding day, then why make it such a big deal? Why nitpick and make fun of her, you know,
dream,
wanting to get makeup and extensions? Cause like she wants to look how she wants to look on her dream wedding. Like that's one of the most expensive things you're ever going to spend your money on. Why not?
And that is the key word. Dream. Like, I'm pretty sure throughout your whole relationship, she communicated that that's what she wants her dream wedding to be. And you were probably just too cheap of a fucking asshole to take that away. And you kept the fucking money, my guy. Like, what is your problem?
That's fucking crazy.
I'm
going to play devil's advocate, though, a little bit. Okay. Coming from a relationship where my wife and I didn't want to have a big wedding. That wasn't in our plan. We did it anyways because like...
But you both agreed to
agreed,
that.
Agreed, exactly.
Yeah, there was a conversation that led to that decision.
And that's what I'm mad about the guy about is because I'm pretty sure she has communicated that so many fucking times.
Probably, yeah.
And for him to run away to his mom and cry like a little bitch about it, like, mom, he's trying to buy an expensive dress. Can you scold her? No, bro, get out of that relationship, man.
Yeah, fuck that mom too, dude.
For real. Yeah,
honestly, she has no right to butt in on
a
relationship to tell them how they should spend their money.
How she should spend her own money. That's exactly crazy.
Yeah. Man, it's just...
The nerve.
There's so many ways you're not the asshole and you should stop this marriage. If we're too late, I'm sad. But I hope Reddit, you know, jumped in there before we did and told you to call this marriage off.
Yeah, weddings should have like a 90-day return policy, bro. Mm. Like just in case things like this happen. You're like, okay, yeah, I should have seen that red flag before, but we're here now, so...
Yeah, it's much easier to get out of it before you sign the document and say I do.
Anyone else getting like a super like controlling red flag vibe from this guy?
Yeah.
It's like the fact that like she said, hey, I'm going to use my own money, but like, hey, I don't like your decision. Therefore, I'm going to go behind your back and fucking do it anyways because I want to control the narrative. Super, it's giving me super creepy vibes.
So this might be like conspiracy-esque, but the part where you mentioned at the very beginning of this conversation that we're having, how did he get the money? Like, wouldn't it just go back to the credit card? How does he have that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe he didn't actually sell the dress yet. Maybe he's hiding it or something like that. Because how would he be able to bring it back unless it was credit card?
Yeah,
he's not paying for a wedding dress in cash. But that's just a
unless she's just balling like that.
Maybe.
Maybe. I think rich people don't be rolling around with cash though, do they? Like they got like that fancy Amex.
That's true. Yeah. Kanye West was on a video recently. He said, I haven't touched cash in like 6 years. It's like, wow. Some different kind of wealth.
Look at that. Look at me. Like I've never seen a $5 bill. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we can cap this off by saying you're not the asshole. Definitely reconsider this wedding. Even if it's just call it off for now and then, you know, have a financial conversation. But
yeah, your husband's a controlling freak.
Like, yeah, not husband yet.
Oh, hopefully. Run.
Beyonce.
All right. With that, we'll move on to our next Am I the Asshole? We're keeping the theme of fiancés today.
Mm.
Am I the asshole for not making coffee how my fiance wants me to?
No. Make your own goddamn coffee. What the fuck?
Yeah, you're a grown ass man. He can make his own coffee.
The fuck?
It's true. Although it's cute if you like once in a while make coffee for your significant other or something.
And you better appreciate the shit out of that.
Oh yeah, 100%. So we might not have to go through all this, but
seems pretty cut and dry.
Weird title, I, 23-year-old, female, no. But this has been a point of contention for a while. My fiance, 25, male, is a foodie and extremely particular about a few things. One of them being coffee. We use a manual grinder, gets distilled water, and then in brackets, she puts the water in our areas really hard and according to him, affects the taste, but I don't notice anything.
Okay, I can attest to that. It do be like that.
Okay, I'm not the only one. There are some waters that are gross, right?
Oh, Aquafina, Dasani.
Dasani.
I would fight people if they say they drink Dasani. It's the most disgusting thing.
If it doesn't come from a spring, I don't want it.
Wow, high class.
Oh my God, I can't.
I mean, Ozarka? Ozarka's cheap. And that's from a spring.
Ozarka's good. Oh, okay. I love Ozarka.
I'm not drinking exclusively Fiji here. I'm Fiji or whatever the fuck.
I'm a high class sparkling.
Oh, I can't drink sparkling water.
That's I fucking love it.
Topo Chico is sparkling, right?
It's carbonated water is technically sparkling water, right?
That's all it is. Yeah.
I fuck with Topo.
I don't even get water delivered. And you know, like when you get water delivery, it comes in like a little plastic 5 gallon.
A what? And
mine comes in glass, baby. It's because.
You're fucking
glass water. Jesus.
You're so fucking rich.
Texas. You guys are wild down there.
That's not a Texas thing. That's John is rich type of thing.
My wife is rich type of thing. Not me. Just riding our coattails, baby.
Where are you from? You're from Dallas or Houston?
Dallas,
sorry.
The pretentious side of Texas.
So that's where it is. Okay. So anyway, that was a whole venture. But they also have an AeroPress and metal coffee filter to make the coffee. I'm very much not a foodie unless being a Sour Patch Kid connoisseur is a thing.
Sour Patch is the shit. Love me Sour Patch.
My fiance weighs his coffee beans to make sure they're the exact right amount, changes the setting on the coffee grinder depending on whether he's using the AeroPress or the metal coffee filter, measures the water, and if he's using the AeroPress, lets the coffee ground and the water brew for a certain amount of time before actually making the coffee. On the other hand, I just scoop to measure the coffee beans, use whatever setting the grinder's on, and usually use just tap water, eyeballing the water instead of measuring it, and usually don't let it sit to brew. And you know what? It's fine. It tastes fine. I'm happy. The end. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I fucking love this, right? Problem is that this really bothers my fiance. We've had multiple arguments about me making coffee wrong, and it's very normal for him to badger me, weigh my coffee beans, or switch the coffee grinder to an optimal setting while I'm making my coffee. If I'm making coffee for him, sure, I'll measure the beans and all that jazz because I know he can taste the difference. But I don't think that I should have to jump through all these hoops for something that doesn't affect him. So she's saying when she's even making her own coffee, he does this stuff.
What a fucking prick.
On the other hand, he seems to be really bothered by this. Today, as I was trying to scoop coffee beans into the grinder, he reached around me to put the scale he uses in front of me and asked me to please weigh my coffee beans. I was really frustrated because we've had this conversation so many times. So I snapped the word no at him and he walked away muttering, fuck you. So am I the asshole for not making coffee how my fiance thinks I should and for snapping at him when he gets too pushy about it?
No. You're the worst human being ever, my guy. Like,
ever?
All right. Oh, bean.
You
okay.
Say human being? God damn it.
I thought you were being serious for a second. I was like, this is, you know, mild on the scale of things we've read.
Okay.
Well, we will
play devil's ass.
His coffee's not mild.
One more, Sean. And let me get this pun out of the way. You can go ahead and roast him now, my guy.
Nice.
I'm actually not going to roast.
Gosh. Oh.
Okay. Roast, because definitely if she's frustrated, then yeah, take a fucking hint, bozo. But I do similar things with my wife.
Run.
But like, no. Like if we have like leftovers or whatever, if she's just going to eat some leftovers, you know, she'll just microwave it or whatever. But I'll be like, bro, there's like better ways. We have like a hair fryer. We got like a toaster oven. Like, treat yourself. Like, be better about it. And she's like, oh, I just want it quick. And I'm like, all right, do your thing. But I'm just saying, it tastes better in the air fryer. But if she ever like got mad at me, I would be like, yeah, I am being annoying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take it to heart.
It sounds like you're doing it more like banter, more like funny, yeah. Like, you know.
I mean, I would like her to treat herself better. I would like her to eat food at the optimal, you know. I would like the love of my life to eat the best possible. But you know, at the end of the day, if she just wants something quick and easy, she's gonna do what she wants and it doesn't matter to me.
If she's like, no, I just want it this way, you're not gonna be like, no,
I'm not
fuck you, take this.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna agree.
I'm not gonna put a fucking scale in front of her and be like,
yes.
I'm not gonna fucking, if she like starts walking towards the microwave, I'm not gonna like rush over and bring the toaster oven. Like, no.
But I'll just be
like, hey, like it's across the kitchen, like it's gonna taste better. It might take like a minute or two longer. She'll be like, nah. And I'll be like, all right. And then I'll give her a little side eye, like, you could do you. All right.
Nah, you know what? I'm not gonna lie, Sean. I'm the same way too. I'm very particular with like my food and drink, but like not to the point, like if my wife, I know my wife's a very busy woman. If she takes the time to like prepare me something, even if it's like, let's say, not to my certain liking, I'm gonna say thank you. Like, oh, I appreciate you doing that.
Oh, of course.
Right.
But this guy doesn't sound like.
I agree with you. Like, if anybody makes you something, you need to grateful. Be gracious and accept it and grateful. Like, who cares?
This is funny because, so if your wife, Sean, did pizza, let's say, in the oven or like in the microwave for you and gave it to you, you would be like, thank you so much. Like, this is awesome.
Okay, so here's exactly what I'd do. We're married now. We're close. We know the vibe. I'll be like, oh, thank you. Like, do you mind if I fucking toast this real quick? I'm trying to get a crisp crust, you know. I got to make these calories worth it. And then if she's like, you're being a little dickhead, I'll be like, all right, you're right. I'll just put some fucking...
Just douse it with ranch just to fucking numb the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's different vibes for sure. If it's like joking or like,
yeah,
just riffing with each other, there's definitely a different vibe than actively demeaning your wife or significant other and being like, you're doing this wrong.
This guy fucking acting like Gordon Ramsay, like he's the fucking coffee expert connoisseur. What a dickhead.
Yeah.
To be fair, he does sound like he knows what he's doing, but he is being annoying as fuck.
I mean, I get it. I like coffee, but I'm not.
If our girls made coffee for us, we'd just be like, thanks. This is delicious.
Yeah. If Sienna ever made me coffee, I'd be like, this is amazing. She makes me tea all the time. I make her tea. And like, I mean, we try and make it the way we like it for each other, but sometimes it doesn't happen. And it's like, this is awesome. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to do this thing for me.
And exactly.
If she's doing something, like if she's making something she likes the way she likes it, I never really care. I'd like, whatever, eat it how you want to eat it. So that's where we differ, Sean. But I feel you guys are most bigger foodies than me as well. So
I mean, I'm just saying, it's like we're eating these calories. There's nothing worse than eating something that's bad for you and it not being delicious. You know what I mean? Like, that's the fucking... Like, why did I do like
facts.
Recently I had Wendy's and I was just eating the Wendy's.
No.
I was like, this is a disaster. This is going to be horrible for my health and taste buds. The worst combination.
Like, I'm not leaving the bathroom for an hour after this. Yeah. So I'm not going to call her an asshole.
I don't think she is.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I probably would go to say he's kind of an asshole.
He definitely is.
No, I think even though I do a similar thing, I want to say it's a different vibe, but the same. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I want to push my wife to treat herself because, you know, she deserves the best. But at the end of the day, if she's not vibing with that, then she's not vibing with that. You know, I'm not going to be like, fuck you.
It almost sounds like yours is coming from more of a, I care about you. I want you to enjoy this better.
Yeah. Because I feel good when I fucking eat good food, you know what I mean?
Right. So. And so I feel his is more coming from do this right. Because I tell you to.
Yes.
Do it right because this is the way.
This is the way. Yeah. So for that reason, I'm definitely calling him an asshole.
Yeah, for sure.
That being said, there is an update to this story.
Oh, okay.
Which we are going to get to after a word from our sponsors.
Oh my God, you are teasing me.
Do you want to support this show? You can hit up Venmo at Sean. $25 every week. This is the advertisement for the week.
I'm going to put a censor right over every every other word you say. All right, stay tuned.
Father's Day is just around the corner, and our friends at Manscaped are here to ensure all the father figures are out there looking like daddy material this June. Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0, which includes their signature lawnmower 4.0, is the perfect bundle to tackle any and all old man hair from head to toe. This right here is no dad joke. Treat him and yourself and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. Trust me, his dad bod will thank you. Speaking of dads, there's a lot of really hairy dads over there. But Manscaped is designed with fathers in mind, and the Performance Package 4.0 is here just in time for your pop's special day. Inside this package, he'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold his goodies. That's a lot of stuff. I almost ran out of breath saying that. First off, let me start off by saying the Lawnmower 4.0 will be the official MVP of Father's Day. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accident thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has 400K LED spotlight he needs for a more precise shave. Does your dad use the same trimmer for his body and face? First of all, that is disgusting. So let's throw that out the window and give him the upgrade he deserves. But wait, there's more. Manscaped just launched their brand new Boxers 2.0 that, dare I say, the best boxers ever. What can I say? I'm wearing them right now. We all know dads love their comfort. With summer just around the corner, the Boxers 2.0 are here to save every father from the uncomfortable heat. And these new boxers are packed with revolutionary features, including the Jewel Pouch, designed to cradle his boys in their own special space. This right here is a game changer. Whether he's mowing the lawn, taking out the trash, golfing in the sun, these moisture-wicking boxers breathe without breaking a sweat. Dads, buy this for yourself. Sons, buy this for your dads. Ladies, buy this for your man. And dog daddies, you deserve the treat too. Get 20% plus free shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code Reddit. Shake what your mama gave you? Nah, shake what your daddy gave you with Manscaped.
Do you use online dating apps and want to ensure your future dates are who they say they are? Well, our friends at Public Data Check want to make sure you aren't catfished by that guy who seems too good to be true. Using their advanced search lookup tool, you can scope out potential online dates to be confident they are who they say they are. But that's not all. You can even use Public Data Check to find long-lost family members, identify unknown callers, or even learn about financial problems. So be sure to go to Public Data Check using the link in our show notes. Once again, that's Public Data Check using the link in our show notes, and start dating safer today. Thanks to Public Data Check for supporting the show. And we are back.
Wow.
I hope none of you sent Sean money.
Because we will never see it.
See, this is like a reverse, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Psychology.
Yeah, there it is. Reverse psychology. I got so heated up about pizza in the microwave. You know what I mean? Like, you keep telling them not to do it. They're going to be like, but what if I do it? It'd be a funny bit if I sent Sean money. And I'm here with you, Wikimaniacs. It would be a funny bit.
We have a Patreon, Sean. We're trying to direct people there to help us.
No. I got a direct Venmo, baby.
Sean's like, I got to pay for this rugby match. They're so expensive.
The beers at the stadium ain't cheap, baby.
That's probably true, actually. So I left us off on a cliffhanger, as I have been getting good at. So we have an update to the Am I the Asshole for Not Making Coffee, How My Fiance Wants Me To. So this one was actually unique. Peek behind the curtains. I usually look like top this month, and then I'll scroll through and find some good ones. This
you don't
one
copy other podcasts like we've been
getting
looking.
A 2-star review for.
Yeah.
Did we get a 2-star review for that?
Yeah. Because we got to be more original. apparently.
Oh.
There's only so many things on Reddit, guys. We're not listening to other Reddit podcasts.
It's an open source.
I actually don't.
Sorry.
And like, are we being original anyway from reading content from other people? Like, to start off with?
I mean, both us and whoever the other podcasts are both being unoriginal.
We're both very unoriginal people.
Our premise of the show is reading shit from Reddit and Wikipedia. How fucking unoriginal are we to begin with?
So no, not from other podcasts, as someone has claimed,
accused,
I guess. This one actually came up as the update came up this month because this post was from a year ago.
Oh.
So it's been about a year since I made this post. Whenever I read posts like mine on here, I'm always wondering, did OP leave that asshole? For those of you that care, I left that asshole.
Hell yeah, let's fucking go.
A lot of you were on the nose that this wasn't the only way that he was controlling. My ex believes that he is the smartest person in the room.
He does sound pretentious.
He does, yeah.
Very pretentious.
So if you're doing something differently than how he would, then you're doing it wrong and must be corrected. I'm not saying that everyone's response to my post gave me revelation and I immediately knew what I had to do, but it was a nail in the coffin. I'm living within an hour of my parents now when before I was on the opposite side of the country. I have a job as a caregiver and I'm planning to go to grad school to be a social worker.
Hell yeah.
I have a boyfriend who doesn't control every aspect of my life. When I go grocery shopping, I'm not stressing about accidentally buying the wrong brand of pasta, which was the...
He got mad over pasta?
Yeah.
And all pasta tastes good, bro.
Come on, man.
Or juice that's from concentrate. Apparently that was also a contention.
All right, okay, well, that's okay, because I do not like juice from concentrate either.
I mean, that.
But if your wife bought it, it wouldn't be a fight.
Yeah.
First of all, if you think I'm bougie, she is like 30 times worse. That's where I got it from.
She's like, John, stop using the microwave for the pizza.
It's true, though.
So they continue on. I've also switched to pre-ground coffee because fuck you. I want to. None of this would have happened if I stayed with him. So yeah, thank you to everyone who played a tiny role in helping me see what an unhealthy relationship I was in.
You love to see it.
Hell yes. Mm-hmm.
I bet you this ex-boyfriend does make a mean cup of coffee, though.
That's true. He probably only enjoys 85-point scale coffee and up, which is the only coffee I drink.
You just go to a coffee shop for that shit if you're going to be that picky about it.
He's someone I wouldn't mind trying his coffee, but I wouldn't want to sit down and have coffee with him.
Oh, no. I'd like to pay him for a cup to go and never see him again.
Write your name.
He seems like he would have a man bun.
Yeah. Well,
John, both of us have had man buns recently, so we can't fucking chop.
Facts.
You guys kind of are, you know, foodies.
Yeah, we're foodies with sort of man buns.
Yeah,
I could probably bun it up right now if I wanted to.
I got another couple months before I can man bun it up again.
I definitely cannot, so I'm not even going to try. So thank you for the update. I love to hear when people get out of toxic relationships. So moving on to our last, am I the asshole for everyone except for our patrons? Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend I'll keep honoring my best friend's dying wishes, even if it makes her uncomfortable?
Sounds like a good friend.
We'll see. So, my late best friend and I had known each other since we were little. We were next door neighbors and always played together. We even went to the same kindergarten, primary school, and middle school / high school. One day during our sophomore year, we were talking about how most of our classmates had started dating. We obviously weren't okay with that and decided to get one up on them all by getting married. As a joke, I made her a fake ring and she gave me her scrunchie. That's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
A few weeks later, a drunk driver hit her.
No.
And she sustained multiple injuries and was in the ICU for 2 months. The doctor told her family that her survival chances are slim. The one time I talked to her before she died, she made me promise to always visit her on our wedding anniversary, quote unquote, and to wear the scrunchie to the visit. 4 years ago, when I started dating my girlfriend, I told her about it and asked her if she was okay with it. She commented about how sweet and nice the tradition was and told me she was perfectly fine with it. Today was the 10th anniversary and I took the day off. Before my girlfriend went to work, she told me it's time to put the tradition to rest and move on because it was starting to get pathetic that I was still wearing a dead girl's scrunchie to celebrate a fake marriage that we had 10 years ago.
Yo, she must have, this went from 0 to 100.
Yeah. Like,
for real. Hey,
goddamn.
I was furious at her comments because she wasn't just a dead girl. She was my best friend and like a sister to me. We grew up and did everything together. I told my girlfriend a long time ago that we never had a sexual or romantic relationship and that our wedding was just a joke. It's not like I talk about her or keep photos of her around the house or anything similar. When I told her that I'll keep honoring my best friend's dying wishes, even if it made her uncomfortable, she left for work angry and hasn't come home since. Am I the asshole?
Fuck no.
I would say no. I mean, it is. Wait, are they married or just girlfriend?
Girlfriend. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there has to be some kind of underlying issue with it. But the fact that she went from like having zero issue with it to you're pathetic the next day, like that seems too quick.
Yep.
Real dickhead vibe.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a promise you made with your childhood best friend. If it still gives you peace to do it and like helps with your grieving process of that, you got to do you.
And if you're insecure, just say that. Like, goddamn, like it, and we're just judging off, of course, the information that was provided to us.
Yeah.
Based on what OP's saying, like, it was strictly platonic. It was just to honor
right.
a time tradition that they had growing up. And there's got to be some underlying issue about that insecurity, why the girlfriend is so pressed about that.
All right. Since you've all played devil's advocate, I'll play devil's advocate for this one.
Ooh, okay.
So first off, the whole comment calling her just a dead girl. Absolutely uncalled for. I'll state that right off the bat. Asshole for sure for just that comment. My thought is maybe it's an underlying thing with her that she's angry that he's not willing to commit to her yet, but has seemingly committed to, you know, his friend who's unfortunately passed away. And maybe it's like it's projection that she's like, oh, he's not willing to commit to me to marriage, you know? I mean, she definitely did it in the worst way possible, if that's the reason. But
I mean, but it's like going to a cemetery one day in a year is different from
right.
every moment for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we're only getting his context, right? Maybe he does mention her more. Maybe he does, you know, talk about her more than he lets on, which is his right. Like, it's his friend and he can remember her how he wants. And if that, if talking about it helps him, then, I mean, more power to him. But yeah, not okay to call her that and tell him to just get over it, because that's not the way you handle that. If she's insecure about it, she should just tell him, hey, I worry that you will not propose to me or that you haven't been willing to commit to me. Is there something holding you back? You know, have a conversation about that rather than just blowing up at him, because that's definitely not the way to get him to propose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, now I'm wondering, like, based on what Sean said about like what happened in between being okay with it to just suddenly snapping.
4 years.
4 years. There's got to be some sort of event that led to that breaking point, I guess.
Especially, yeah. Even if it's 4 years, that's just like 4 days of a 4-year relationship. You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
right.
What's so?
You would think, yeah.
You'd think that it would be fine.
Yeah, it should be. Know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's definitely the asshole for what she said. You seem like you're just trying to remember your friend, and that's very nice, and it's a very sweet tradition.
It is very sweet.
I don't know. Try and talk to her about it, but I wouldn't blame you for cutting her off for this, because that's a pretty shitty thing to tell you to get over your dead friend. So
we can also maybe just discounting the fact that maybe that girl had a bad day and he just happened to be in a way and it just kind of happened to bottle up.
Yeah,
therapy. Couples therapy might be a good thing. So we'll see.
There's bad days and then there's... Yeah.
Shitty response.
And the shitty people, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little over the line. I mean,
it is.
It sounds like she's been mostly okay with it. So maybe, maybe like John said, maybe it's just a bad day thing. Probably
for sure you'll need to talk about it.
Yeah. Give her the benefit of the doubt. And if it actually is that, then that's pretty shitty of her to feel and think. So do what you will from there, but definitely have a conversation about it. So that is it for this episode. What did you Wikimaniacs think? Were these people assholes or were they not assholes? Still haven't figured that one out yet. But let us know what you think down in the comments on YouTube or on our website. Speaking of YouTube, we just hit 1,000 subscribers as we're recording this.
Let's go.
Yes. So for everyone who subscribed on YouTube, thank you very much. For everyone who comments on YouTube, we appreciate you. You're awesome. And we love to see the growth. And I don't have anything else to say.
The girth of our audiences are growing immensely every day.
No.
Pulsating.
No.
Very hard.
Oh, God. You guys wanted John back? This is your fault.
Yes. And I cannot wait till you guys erect statues of... I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, go to our Discord and tell us what your favorite coffee is and how you like it.
Oh, yeah. Some of your favorite foods to do in the microwave.
There you go. Talk food to me all day long and I'll be there, baby.
Hey, before we sign off, though, real quick, as you guys know, we're part of the Cultivate Network, the Cultivate Podcast Network.
Take it away, Sean.
Oh, wow. I don't have... I'm sure you wrote something much nicer, but we added two new shows to the network. So please go ahead and check them out. We have is Spooky Tales and Horror House.
Who's awesome, by the way. Dom's a really funny dude. But yeah, Christina, we've actually had on the podcast. She was one of the guests on The M of the Asshole.
She subbed for me when I was out.
Yes.
She did, yeah.
That was like a prelude. That was us, like, you know, planting the seeds of who you're going to listen to down the line.
Trying to figure out who could replace Sean, and we found out only Sienna can.
Yeah, no. We found out literally anybody can. Everybody liked all the episodes I wasn't on.
We're all replaceable.
Honestly, it's the Reddit content they like. Yeah, except Josh.
I'm absolutely
Josh
replaceable.
Is a mainstay.
I'm just the reading guy. Have you ever seen those TikToks with just the robotic reading voice? They have
that motherfuckers get like 10 million views.
Millions
and I'm kind of jealous.
Hey, the robots aren't finding us the links though. You're finding us the hot stories, bro.
And shout out to everyone on TikTok who's like tagging us on those things. Like we really appreciate it.
Shout out to the guy who gave us a 2-star for copying.
And shout out to the guy who stitched us.
Yes. Someone stitched us.
Someone stitched us?
Someone
said y'all are clowns for free.
Us two, Josh. It's just us two, not even Sean.
Okay, I gotta watch this shit, now. Can I react to this?
Go ahead.
I don't know. Personally, I don't understand why guys hope for boys. I don't understand that. But
just to carry the name, this is fucking misogynist.
Yeah. Oh my god.
We got
it. Did we hurt his fucking?
I feel left out. But I didn't get my picture in there.
You didn't even get
your
picture.
You're a clown.
It's unfortunate. That's so fucking funny.
I want to be a clown for the good side.
Has 3 likes. He calls us, basically he clips me saying, I don't know why guys care about having boys and you say it's a misogynistic thing. And then he screen records himself blocking us and then calls us clowns with our... I'm sorry we hurt your fragile male ego.
Cry a little more at night for
Holy
us.
Holy shit, that's so fucking funny. Why did I not see that before this?
He changed his TikTok name too. It used to be like some edgelord shit.
Oh my god.
Like X, lowercase x, capital X, Oni _ samurai, capital X, lowercase x. I'm like, boy, if you don't shut your...
Man, that's the funniest shit I've seen all day. Holy, that's funny. I love the beef. Keep coming. If they're coming out for those kind of takes, fuck you.
Exactly.
So I won't do the whole spiel. Yeah, go check out our brand new podcast on the Cultivate Network. We'll link to those in the show notes. Once again, that's Horror House Podcast and a Spooky Tales Podcast. Both amazing, amazing, interesting podcasts. Definitely go check them out. Christina and Dom are amazing. So once again, links to those in the show notes. Thank you, Sean and John, for coming on today and giving their takes. And thank you, Wikimaniacs, for this extra long episode. We will see you on Monday.
Very lengthy.
Do it! Just do it!
Expert in fucking power, man.
Great power.
For the 5th time, it's your boy, Sean.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.